This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ever. And as somebody who's been on top of that and everything else that's coming over to University of Miami, he's become a regular on our show, Andrew Ivins from 247 Sports and Inside the U. Wrote some really decent. I was reading all of his notes last week on some of the recruits, and he had mentioned Samuel Brooks as a possibility. And I'll tell you what, Andrew, on Saturday you became a prophet. You had been talking about how Samuel Brooks could be one of those guys that soon could commit, and lo and behold, he's committed, and you had a really nice thing on him. First of all, thanks so much for checking in, and talk about that commitment, because that certainly gives Miami another lift.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think it, you know, this was all Saturday, but this is a recruitment Miami has been working, I think, since probably May when they evaluated his spring game up in Delray Beach Atlantic. I mean, talk with some people around the program. I mean, they think he's the top kid in the Miami-Dade Metro for the class of 2019, and they got him staying home, so they're really high on him. Obviously, some schools kind of backed off given the injury, but Miami has stuck by him. He's a kid that they really wanted. I think he's a kid who's been compared to maybe a little bit of a Shane Ray, someone who can crash the edge or play that linebacker role. So they're really excited. And you know, this isn't just, you know, Miami just now turning up the heat. I mean, they've been working this one since Mark Richt's Paradise Camp and stuff like that. So kudos to the coaches for getting in early and prioritizing Samuel Brooks and making him feel wanted.
Also getting Chris Bogle into that uniform as well may be a priority. Talk about that, because we had him earlier, and I know that he was impressed as well.
Yeah, it was really big on Saturday for Miami to get Chris Bogle down here. I mean, there's not a lot of pass rushers that come out of the area like him. I mean, he's drawn some comparisons to maybe a Brian Burns. I mean, I don't know if he's that twitchy, but he's a heck of an athlete and a guy that Miami – is doing everything they can to make people wanted. I mean, they wanted to get him on campus around the new defensive line coach, Jeff Simpson, and based upon everything he told me on Saturday night, he absolutely loves the former NFL Falcons defensive assistant. So I think that was big. Still a ways beyond that recruitment. I think he's going to be one where it's probably going to go all the way down and multiple officials. But Miami seems to be telling the right things. I think Mom's pretty sold on him staying close to home. So we'll see if Miami is able to pull that one off, but he's definitely a good talent. And just given how Miami finished last cycle of defensive line, I think he's a kid that probably almost at the top of the board in terms of targets.
You know, when you talked about Coach Simpson coming in, replacing Coach Cool, who was, you know, one of those guys who is, you know, he's him. You know, there's not very many Coach Cools around. And, you know, he established himself as one of those guys with the kids right away. I mean, they respected him. They liked his tough nature. Simpson's a little bit different. Talk about him. And obviously he brings that experience of the NFL and high level college, and he was a high school guru for a long time as well. Talk about what you've heard about him and how kids are starting. You had mentioned that both of the kids met him and liked him. What have you heard about Coach Simpson?
Well, you hit it kind of right on the head there with the NFL stuff. But I think, you know, Coach Cool has put a bunch of guys in the league, and he did that when he was at Missouri, and he did it in a short time here at Miami. But on the flip side, Coach Simpson now can tell these guys that he's been in the NFL. You know, he's been in the Atlanta Falcons, been around these guys. And I think a lot of kids' eyes are kind of lighting up on that. I know Chris Bogle was one of them. And then, you know, Willie Mosey, the lineman from Chaminade Madonna, Mike Morris,
yes.
He was also over there, the Florida State commit from up in the Delray Beach American Heritage. So, I mean, he doesn't have much experience to date recruiting. I mean, he only recruited a little bit at Georgia State, but it's like you said, he's a coaching legend in the state of Georgia. He won a bunch of state titles there at Beaufort. He's had two kids that went through the recruiting process. One of them's at Wake Forest now, the other's at Army. So, I mean, this is a guy who's familiar. I think there's going to be a little bit of adjustment period, but everything I've heard of people that have met him, they think he's going to be the right fit. And I think Miami has got a good plan, and they're going to use that other assistant coach. They got Jonathan Patke, who became the 10th assistant a couple weeks ago. I think they're going to use him on some of those defensive line targets. So I think it was a good hire. You know, obviously, I think a lot of people wanted to get Charlie Partridge or Kevin Patrick, but they still managed to find someone that kids are somewhat excited about.
Yeah. No, and I think that, you know, by the end of spring, I think the tune will be a little bit different because of the fact of his knowledge of the game. And that's, I think that's important because he's going to teach them things that they're going to improve at, and then they're going to see that, and then they're going to say, hey, you know what, this guy's for the real. And that's how Coach Cool came in. You know, he taught some of these guys a few things, and before the season began, he was a legend. I mean, you know, everybody started talking about him and loved his demeanor. I mean, it's exciting. Andrew, also, you have a lot of with Miami sitting in the same position they probably sat at last year at this time, number one, and I think 247 has them as the number one for 2019. Obviously, the Alabamas, the Ohio State schools like that still don't have all their kids in, and either does Miami. How does this class, you think, kind of at this time last year stack up to the 18 class, which really was good?
I think Miami, they're in a good spot here. I think we talked about this, I don't know if it was the last time I was on your show, but when you go back to the month of January, Miami was definitely trying to put the bow on its 2018 class. But a lot of the times, coaches have been out on the road, they were getting in with the 2019s and 2020s, and we're seeing it. That's why they're able to lock up these guys like Jeremiah Pate, the wide receiver out of the Jacksonville area. Marcus Crowley, the running back out of Jacksonville, training coach. I mean, Miami is one of the first schools really, really target these kids and build a relationship with them. Now all these other schools are coming in and offering them.
Yeah.
But I think this has the potential to be a top five class. I think we're going to see some changes to the commitment list. There's no doubt. I mean, there's obviously always additions and subtractions, but you have to like what Miami's doing really in the Tri-County area. They're locking up a lot of guys, especially defensive linemen. I'm a big fan of Cameron Williams, the defensive end out of Chaminade Madonna. Yeah. Sam Brooks, he's another one. I mean, that's a guy, like I said, they think he's the top guy in the city, so they want to keep the city kids home, and they're getting him. And then Jeremiah Payne, like I said, I mean, that receiver, we've seen him a few times this spring already, and he's just been a dominating force. And Miami did everything they could to get him. So I don't think they're going to have the numbers to maybe make a run at the number one class, but I think – this definitely has a chance. It's a challenge for the top five, and it's going to take another good season. I mean, a lot of kids seem to be excited about the IPF, and they're doing a great job of getting talent on campus. Everyone else is hosting Junior Day. They're doing these invite-only events, and they're really hitting them out of the park.
Good stuff. Andrew, thanks so much, as usual, and I appreciate your comments on that, and we'll hook in with you soon.
I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Anytime. Andrew Ivins, 247 Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.